Yeah, I mean, it's always good when you have good players like that. To have them back is huge. Devontae, he does so much for us in terms of running the football, but also, you know, in our passing game, he's a critical part of it. And so I think it's huge that he was able to practice today, and, you know, he'll be able to go later this week. And it adds a lot of depth at that running back position for us. I thought Teron did a great job of stepping up in Devontae's absence. But, you know, being able to use all three of those guys and keeping them fresh is a good thing for us.
What's your assessment of Minnesota's defense? I know a lot of people talk about Griffin and Rhodes on the back end, Harrison Smith, or some of the guys.
Yeah, they're very good. I think the three guys that you mentioned are guys that we've got to be aware of where they're at. Griffin in their front four creates problems on the edge in terms of pass rush, but he's also very good against the run. Harrison Smith is a down safety who does a great job of making plays in the run game. He's very physical. He does a great job in their pass rush scheme, too. They use him to pressure quite a bit. He's also solid in coverage. And then Rhodes on the outside is a very good corner, very physical, strong. Had a great year last year. Has had a great year this year so far. And, you know, obviously we have a lot of respect for those guys.
And what are they doing great over there to be 9-2 on defensive area? Shutting people down, a lot of people up. How are they getting it done?
Well, I think, you know, one, they've got good players, and that helps. And I think their scheme is very sound. I think Mike has always done a great job defensively of having a lot of guys around the line of scrimmage, creating a lot of different pressure looks, and making you be on top of your protections and really having to change your protections. You know, he does a great job with that. And I think that's part of what creates some of the issues. I think they've done a good job of getting offenses into third and longer situations. They've been excellent in that third and 7-10 category, and really 11 plus, they've been very good. So to me, you know, the key is trying to stay in front of the chains.
And Terrence Newman, I just looked it up, he drafted in 2003.
He's a vet.
What does he bring in that? I guess they put him in the slot.
Yeah, he'll go into the slot. I mean, he's got a ton of experience. I mean, he's obviously a guy that's been in this scheme in different places for a long time and understands it really well. I think that experience is critical for them. He's solid. I mean, he's willing in the run game. I mean, he'll go in and make some tackles. He's still very good in the pass game. He probably recognizes patterns and route combinations about as good as anybody. You know, just from all the experience that he has.
And, you know, everybody's writing about the third down conversions, all the work you all kept saying we're going to do it at practice, and that's getting some results there. But have there been some moments where, you know, you or Steve and or the offense said, okay, we got this thing
it's always a work in progress, and you know, we've been better the last couple of weeks at third down. I think we've been better in the red area as well. But we still got to continue to work at it. I mean, in order to stay at a level that you want to stay at requires a lot of work. And, you know, it's still got to be a main focal point for us. Even when we watched the film, you know, from the game the other day, there's still opportunities where we could have made a play or two more on third downs. And so until you're, you know, operating at the highest level, you know, we're going to continue to push to try and get there.